AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tuesday is the deadline for negotiators to come up with a preliminary framework towards a nuclear deal with Iran.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, in an appearance on ABC's This Week, says after a year of talks, it's time for the Iranians to make the hard choices.
Live up to their rhetoric that they're not trying to acquire a nuclear weapon.
But North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, tells CBS Face the Nation that there's no need to rush.
Let's not hasten to a deal, and I fear that Secretary Kerry believes that he's got to get a deal by Tuesday.
Tuesday's deadline is just for a framework for more negotiations, with the hopes of finding a permanent agreement at the end of June. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Two bodies were found today in rubble from the Manhattan apartment building collapse 3 days ago. Authorities say everyone is accounted for since the apparent gas explosion. Max Browning, who lives in a building next door, says he can't live in his apartment right now, but knows others are a lot worse off.
Nobody chooses to be involved in these situations, but when you're thrust into them, so many other people have it a lot worse and need a lot more help than you do. So you're just thankful that, you know, you're got friends and family to rely on, and, you know, the city is doing the best I can.
Christians around the world are marking Palm Sunday. In New York City, worshipers held a traditional procession from St. Paul's Chapel to Trinity Wall Street Church. Church rector, Reverend Bill Lufer.
We're trying to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and we're also trying to remind our folks that personal religious faith also has a public component. And so we go out on the street to do that.
Authorities say a small plane has crashed into a North Texas home, leaving at least two people seriously injured. And in southeastern Pennsylvania, a small plane crashed near an airport, killed the two people on board. This is AP Radio News. Llamas that were on the loose about a month ago in Phoenix will be kept away from the public eye.
The llamas made a splash on social media and on live television.
We were showing llamas to our residents who have gotten loose, and we've been out here for an hour trying to capture them.
They got spooked visiting an assisted living center, but the agriculture department contacted the owners of the llamas after the spotlight dimmed. The animals were offered for therapy and educational purposes, as well as at parades. But the government says a license is needed for that. The husband and wife that owns a total of 9 llamas didn't know about that. So, no more public events for the llamas. I'm Ed Donahue. So, hey,
let's be friends. I'm dying to Taylor see. Swift was an early winner at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. She won for Best Lyrics and her song Blank Space. So it's gonna be forever. Jamie Foxx is hosting the show. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.